Could we possibly have a colorful envelope that goes in out of one of the mailings? Could we maybe have a theme of something like it's our Bloom and Pledge Drive or Spring Has Sprung? Could we have the, not using a thermometer, but maybe a flower that grows or fireworks that go off or something a little bit more, a little bit more of a spectacle that fits with a theme? Just a thought.
You're saying an envelope that somebody wouldn't throw in the trash.
Yes, saying a colorful envelope that maybe fits with the theme of the pledge drive, and say mention the pledge drive is coming up, and say, hey, you're lapsed. Can you try to get it back in before the pledge drive? And this is our theme, and you're just blooming awesome. Can you give us some money?
I have a question about that. Instead of an envelope with a letter inside, would it be cheaper if we had a beautiful, colorful postcard that they might want to keep as a bookkeeper, a bookmarker?
We want to make it easy for them to send in checks. So
I see.
Need to give them a renewal, a return envelope.
But not that many people use checks now. They usually just debit, right?
If a LACS member says I'll go to the website and they actually do that, that's fine. But we get a lot of checks still.
And the checks still go to Dallas, to that processing place, or no?
Yes, most of them do. Yes.
Oh, you're still using that. Okay.
Then I don't know.
It's our bank. It's the bank that we use.
So
a very useful service they provide there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Could you repeat that, Robin?
Oh, gosh. What was I saying? One, we don't want to send just a postcard. We need to send an envelope with another envelope in it, a return envelope, to make it easy for people to send in checks if that's what they decide to do. And, yes, those checks will go to Dallas because that's where our bank's locked boxes are.
This is Nancy with a suggestion that's kind of in the past when we were talking about putting something on the website, like how many new members on this fund drive and then how much money we've gotten. And you were talking about a thermometer. I actually want to see the actual numbers rather than a thermometer. But
you would see the numbers with this thermometer.
Oh, you will. Okay. And then another little box that would say lapsed members came back home. I don't know what you call that, some parable or anyways, came back home. I don't know, returning. And then let the programmers make a whoop-de-doo on their show. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at a green envelope that we passed out at the Ray Hill event. And It's that vivid spring green, and I like it, and I would like to do something. I would like something that's pretty and bright and catches their attention, and maybe that fits with a theme. And if we have a theme of growing, or, April showers brings May flowers, something, I would be happy to help with that.
Green leaves on the limbs. A lot of tiny green leaves, the new growth.
That's true.
Are you talking about like sort of a chartreuse green, kind of a bright green? Or are you talking about Christmas green?
No, not Christmas.
I think we're getting into too much in the weeds.
Okay, let's get out of the weeds.
Weeds are green too.
But Rob, do you want to talk about your idea and maybe under item B, special promotion? You want to talk about your idea and kind of recruit?
I mean, I'll take a quick minute and just say, I think it's very important to continue doing what we're doing. But I think when we see that we have a pledge drive, and the goal is $200,000, and we get approximately $85,000, that either we've set the goal too high or we're not doing something right. And my premise, and I have spent many years in the membership department. I worked for 3 years for a group in membership, a big nonprofit with 300,000 members, trying to develop programs to enhance. Our basic job was to, we wanted to grow, but we wanted to enhance the member benefits so that we wouldn't only attract members, but we would retain them over many years. Back specifically to what I think is interesting, what assets do we have at KPFT? I think that the music programs seem to bring in more money. So I think what would make sense would be to try to exploit the ability or the more popular type of programming that KPFT has. And my thought would be, we are doing a reasonable job at trying to market to the masses, but how does the Houston Opera, how do many other organizations that bring in 50,000 times more than what we do in a year market? They segment their marketing, and I think we need to develop a program to try to provide a higher level of benefits to a group that's not going to give $100 a year, that's going to give $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 a year. This is an idea. It's only half-baked. Maybe it's only a fifth baked. But I've seen it work successfully in other organizations where we segment the membership. We offer a higher level of benefits to encourage people to pay more for more or less the same thing. And we've brought in a lot of money. That's probably about all that I would say. And we're trying to develop a special committee that would be offline to this one to be able to try to do that. Did I sufficiently describe the idea?
Succinctly, I think.
And Robin.
Succinctly, since we talked about this the other day. Yes.
I would like to be involved in that, and I would like to maybe try to find one or two other people, and I will work on that.
Agreed.
In the past, we were thinking to kind of give a present to our sustainers with a bag, a tote bag. It was a hemp bag we were thinking of doing. We never did it, but we should give our sustainers something. We've never given anything, I don't think.
We have.
Well, I think we're all correct here. I think the idea is we kind of have to develop this offline and really think about how other organizations are able to raise millions of dollars a year. Again, we're probably not going to be able to do that. But I think we've got some untapped resources, and those two untapped resources are the more popular programs, somehow keying something off music, and then two, identifying existing members, prior members, and attempting to identify new members that will pay, and let's just say $1,000 a year to be a member.
Well, we could make a
custom-made
bag.
Offering some sort of benefits that would make that worthwhile, that would be somewhat exclusive.
I would like to work on this. Maybe we could actually put something like that in the LAPS member note and say we have we are looking for people that might want to give more than $1,000. I don't think it would offend anybody, and you might just find somebody that's had a windfall.
Right, and I'd be careful to say 1,000. You know, you never know who, quote unquote, has had the windfall and all of a sudden has that, you know, gushy feeling about KPFT. And one time I had somebody said, well, I'll give 50 grand to a group and just wrote a check for 50 grand.
Right. So, Rob, what do you want from us?
Again, I think Robin is looking, is kind of doing some research. I think Teresa is doing some research. What I would say is offline to this group, for people that are interested in it, let's try to meet and exchange some ideas. And we probably need 8 people to try to do this, or 4 to 8 people. I don't know. What do you think, Robin?
I would start with 4 so we can narrow down exactly what we're going to do without too many dissenting voices. And then once we know how we're going to do it, what we're going to give to people at certain levels, we, you know, maybe start leadership circles and that sort of thing. Then bring in more people to actually implement it. But that's what how I'd like to go about it.
I'll
so I already mentioned to you one person I would try to recruit. And it's you, me, her, and Teresa has volunteered herself. That's a place to start.
I think that's perfect.
Maybe, what's the name of the woman that works with Mr. McKinney? Get her name.
Oh, God, I can't remember her name. That's true.
She's got a magazine. That show needs to go, really.
And the person that works in an antique store in the Heights that also might get into something like that. I will contact those people.
Bill for the stack.
Bob, let's talk on Monday, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, except for I'll be out of town Monday, so Tuesday.
Tuesday. That sounds good. We'll talk Tuesday. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and I don't want to keep putting this off indefinitely, but if David gets to the point where he can, sometime soon, where he can announce what changes are coming, like for programming, that's what people really notice, it would help to emphasize that. And even we could say, here's the new program schedule, these have been changed, and I know there's always, in Pacifica, there's always incredible pushback whenever you change any little thing, even if there's only 5 people listening to a show. But, you know, that would help both for the fund drive and also for when we're doing this, because we could say these are the, you know, highlights of what improvements being made and, you know, portray the positive and, you know, it's why we need money for this or that or, you know, the building fund or whatever it's going to be. Because people are more likely to donate also for a specific tangible thing like, you know, building renovations or new building or moving or something like that. But they'd like to know what changes there have been in the station, because, you know, most people know we've been losing listenership and, you know, we need to be doing things to reverse that. Give them a reason to donate.
I'm Nancy on the staff.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I was thinking in the past of making patches like Spare Change, or Noon Spare Change, or just names of shows, and just have all these patches ready, and then if somebody, I don't know, reward for sustainer or some premium price, this person, Sally, wants this patch, and so we stitch on a basic tote bag, so they've got a custom-made one of their own choice. So that, and I was thinking of a sewing volunteer team. People could sew at their homes these patches on. Anyway, something to save, do it in a cheap way, and at the same time, it's something unique for those presents. Anyway, I wanted to ask, how many members do we have now, Robin?
At this moment, about 3,100.
Oh, it's gone up. Good.
A little bit.
Okay. I want to, we are finished with item B. We are on the Chronicle article. Has anybody opened up the Chronicle article that I sent to you?
Yes.
Who is that?
Rob Lee.
Hi, Rob. What did you think about the article?
Again, where did this occur? It occurred at the Bayou Club, one of the most exclusive clubs in Houston, and it raised $280,000 or whatever that it was. Again, I think that's exactly why I'm recommending thinking about ideas to try to target higher donors. This was not targeting small donations. That's my comment on being able to do that and kind of having seen how people raise money in Houston.
I want to say what I got from it, which was very exciting. I like the root ball kind of pun in the name. This was a fundraiser for Trees for Houston, and it's in a picnic kind of setting. It's outdoors. But they also had a component of it called Your Place or Mine. So they had screens up, and they had people could participate by some sort of Zoom meeting. So 100 people participated virtually, and they had a meal sent to their house. We could do something like we could offer... for a certain donation, we could offer something for free, like a free. If we had a theme of the pledge drive, which was a growing theme, growing things, we could have a chocolate covered flower at such and such place, or we could send them to Pat Greer's place for a little token of appreciation that fits our theme. Or we could have some, like, gift certificates at half-price books or something that just fit our theme. I just thought what was fun about this was it was fun. It's clever. People are wearing floral outfits. You see the trees in the background. I think with us being a radio station, we could do something similar that capitalizes on our special attributes. We could have contests to have people vote on who has the sexiest, which host of the radio station has the sexiest voice, or who's the most good-looking radio host, or most face most suited to for radio work, or just something that takes
something better.
and I don't want to be negative. This is Rob Lee jumping back in again. I agree with you. The idea that it was Zoom, the idea that you do something outdoors. It did have a price point at $100, if I remember right. Again, why couldn't KPFT do something at, I don't know where, Menil Park, if that's what it's called, next to the art gallery there. Why couldn't we do something? And I'd go back to the idea of, you know, getting some sort of band to be able to participate and allow for us to do something like that and fundraise off of it. Again, that part is a brilliant idea, but you know, the question is, they got $280,000 by, they had a great list to be able to solicit. But the idea is brilliant. We just need a better list.
Well, I just want, you know, I don't care if we do a scavenger hunt. I just want to do something fun. If anybody would like to work with me on some sort of funky, it doesn't have to be the full-on gala, but some funky event where people enjoy themselves and, you know, somebody might be inclined to give more than others. I would love to work on it. Okay. So the last item is pledge drive. I have put some things on there. I'm going to get with Robin I want a theme. I want a catchy color. I want some associated humor. I want a visual on the website that has maybe an audio. Like, I think one time when we first had the tip jar on the website, when you went on there, I think it made a funny noise. And it would be nice if you gave money online, if a man jumped up and down or something happened that was fun, and we could drive more people to our website. Something more funky. Okay, so now that I got that off my chest, Robin, is there anything else you want more from us regarding pledge drives or any specific fundraising themes?
Not at this time, no.
Do you want us to help find you special premiums?
Actually, no.
Okay.
We've done a good job of whittling down the number of premiums that we offered. I don't think it hurts anything at all. And most of what we offer now is KPFT branded
logo,
which is pretty much how it should be anyway.
Have we given away all of our masks?
No. I've got a whole new set made with the new logo.
Oh, we need a picture of the mask or somebody, maybe some programmers with a picture of their mask, send the picture and put it on the website. We need to show that we do have masks, and then it's interesting if it's one of our programmers. Anyway, we need the picture. On WBA, they have this same lady. She doesn't look very happy, but anyway, she's got a mask on, so you know they're still selling plenty of masks.
Will you take that picture?
Okay, I'll screenshot it and send it to the everybody. I think it's a blonde, too. I think she's blonde. Anyway, we need some more diversity there. Anyway, I want to talk about outreach. Have we finished outreach, or are we on it still?
It is difficult.
Hello, Teresa?
To smiling when you're wearing a mask, so it might be nice to strike a funny pose or something wearing the mask.
Or put it on.
If anyone would produce this picture, I'll get it up on the website and other places. But I'm asking people with the ideas on this one to arrange to have the picture taken.
Does anybody have a big dog that could wear a mask? I mean, that might be cute. Anybody in this group have a big dog? Never mind.
Good idea.
Okay. I have an outreach issue that might turn into some, like a virtual concert. If we put out a card saying, oh, you're a budding new singer, or you're an instrumentalist, or you're a stand-up comic, and send in to the favorite show of yours. You know, send in an audio clip and see if they like it. And then we can have the members send in their membership number and their vote. Oh, I vote for somebody, or this one, number one, or this one, number two. Anyway, and then we have a virtual concert, a Zoom concert, and we ask for donations, and then we do the winners. We let the winners perform. It would be like a party and let everybody, you know, see the performance. Of course, everybody's virtual, so the performance is live. It's at home, but you see it on the screen. I think that would be nice. And that way we'd be getting new people into the station because they want to be on the air, right? And then they're going to be on the air in visual form too, so that would be like a promotion. What do you think? In the past, we had Lyle Lovett come in with his first record. In the past, we had, you know, newcomers like Willie Nelson come in. Well, now it's a little bit different. We do things virtually, but we advertise to the high schools and the universities and just anywhere where there's people, maybe guitar shop or put a poster. I bet we could make a good money with with the winners and the membership.
So the
talent contest.
Nancy, what is the competition here? Is it the best song, or what is the competition that they might quote unquote win? What do they have to do to win?
Oh, the audience decides which one did they find was the best. You know, they pick number one or number two, or this one number three, or Sally number four. And they vote with their membership number. They have to have a membership number, and they only get, you know, I don't know how we're going to do it, STV or what. Anyway, we just give them, I haven't figured that out yet, but just have a connecting way to new people coming to, you know, connect with the programmers, and then we connect with a Zoom concert or a Zoom event. So we have sort of a party together. And, of course, we ask for donations. If we can get the other four stations to do that too, then we could have the semifinalists of KPFT, and then go together with the compete with the other semifinalists of the other stations. We have a TV station now, Pacifica Foundation TV, and it doesn't have enough on it. I mean, we're just starting. We just started the end of last year or middle of last year. Lydia got that going. So we have visual there. We'll be able to host it.
Okay. Does anybody want to work on this project with Nancy?
Well, I'll work on a cart and give the cart to the I'll send it to the script of the cart and a preliminary outline, and then I'll send it to all of y'all and see y'all can make it better, polish it up.
Okay.
We've got to get the programmers connected with the audience. See, we don't have live telephone anymore, so they can't really call in and connect that way. Oh, we've just got to get that telephone.
Okay.
Robin, are there any shows that are live remote broadcasting now? Any? Besides Democracy Now, are there any?
None that I'm aware of, no.
It's just because not strong enough Wi-Fi at their home. Isn't that the reason?
Yeah, that was the reason was that, that's one of the reasons. Also, so many people need to be trained on it and upgrade their equipment, which they'd have to do out of their own pockets and other complications.
So a very strong Wi-Fi would be what? What company and how much? And what kind of equipment, a ballpark figure for each programmer, what would be needed?
I don't know.
Talk to Bobby. Just talk to Bobby, Nancy. See if you can get him to do something. You know, it's been a year and we have no solution.
Okay. Well, we got to get out of that rotten building. I mean, just paying bills for that rotten building, and then we're not...
Well, regardless of where it is, we need to have, you know, better technology.
If we have one engineer in the building, then they can everybody can broadcast live remote broadcast, and they can take phone calls. But they got to have a strong Wi-Fi and equipment. And what is the ballpark figure? That's what I would like to know.
Please, attention.
They're doing it in
attention. Okay, I want to get back on the agenda. We are now on outreach, and we have 4 items under outreach. One is social media. Does anybody want to say anything about social media? I do want to say that I do think having a very bright button on our website that you push and immediately link to our Facebook is a brilliant idea. We might have more people ask to be friends, and we might have more people driven to our Facebook page. Anybody else want to say something about social media?
Mike Lewis for the Stack.
Ed Mike.
Yeah, I've already started on my Facebook page again for, you know, people going to Facebook page and dropping money off for pledges on Facebook. And also, you know, put a video on there as well. You can go to Mike Lewis KPFT and it's already there. And I'm always going out talking to people, and also through Zoom and other things, I've been trying to get people to donate to KPFT. It's been tough through the pandemic, but I'm getting people to donate, and especially on my Facebook page.
spill.
Right.
How do you talk to people during a pandemic? I mean, what do? You talk to people in the grocery line, or where are you going to?
I use Zoom. I have videos on Facebook. You can do videos on Twitter, and people can, you know, log in, go to your page, and watch the videos. I've been doing this for years now.
Okay, so you're not going up to actual human bodies and telling them about
it? No, not right now, because I'm still waiting to get my shots. But I'm doing it. I'm touching the world virtually, and I've got people donating to KPFT now from the Netherlands and from France and other places around the globe.
Just because you've done audio, you've done a video of your pitch, and you've put it at the top of your Facebook page, and you sent it out into the ether?
Yes, I sent it out and people watch it, and I'm going to cut another video for the next pledge drive. And I want to know, what's the goal for our pledge drive in May? Is it going to be $200,000 or more or less? Just curious.
$200,000.
Okay, $200,000. So I can try to pitch to get more people to donate to try to reach that goal. If I can get it from around the world, that's one way to get pledges coming in.
Hey, my quick question for those of us here that would like to see what you're doing, how would we see it?
Just go to my Facebook page, Mike Lewis KPFT. I've got a video from my LSB candidate, and I'm going to put some more new videos on there as well. And I have some other videos in the past that I put on there during the pledge drive.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because I have a degree in broadcasting. I'm 59 years old, and believe it or not, I've been a DJ since I was 16. I've been in this business a long time.
You have a good voice.
No, thanks. And I've been doing television production. I've also worked in movies. I was in as a teenager. I was in the Bad News Bears Breaking Training that was filmed in the Astrodome. A lot of people look at me when I didn't have my beard and so on and so forth back in those days.
But what you're saying is that anybody can make a fun video and can put it out there.
Anybody can make a video. This, if you've got a phone or an iPad, or even a computer, put a camera on there and just, you know, go to town. You know, you can sing, you can dance, you can talk and say, donate to KPFT. It's, you know, it's very simple, you know, technology today. And I encourage everybody on the board, everybody on, the development, finance committee, all the committees to get together, you know, just cut a little videos here and send them out to the world. You know, don't be embarrassed, because it's going to, you know, bring back a lot of positive ideas for the station, and it's going to bring in money.
Well, this is, for example, if the pledge drive had a theme, and maybe the theme was, you know, growing in flowers. So different programmers could go on Facebook. They could put a flower on their head or wear a flower in their hair or play some music that has the word flower in it or whatever, and they could all make a different pitch. But
the one thing to warn about, Captain Tom can tell you about this too, that when you use music and stuff, unless you're a member of ASCAP, that, you know, you pay dues to where you can use music, you can make profit off of it. A lot of times Facebook will, you know, say you can't play this song because it's copyrighted. You have to find out if it's, you know, the copyright time has gone off of it. That's one thing I've had problems with. So I just, you know, use my own music or stuff that's not copyrighted, because right when I was cutting the video, that warning came in, well, you can't use this such and such a song because it's copyrighted.
You stick to the general domain.
Yeah, you stick to an where, you know, things have not, you know, the copyright time period has gone by.
Old stuff, yeah, old stuff. General domain. There's a way to look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up, or you – like the clubs and the parties that I work at, I joined ASCAP. It doesn't cost that much for a year. And then you can play all the commercial music you want to because you've joined that organization, that guild.
Okay. So listen, I want to end our meeting soon. We have three other things on the agenda. One is the website. Does anybody want to give any more feedback about the website? Richard, did you want to say anything? No. Bill, any comment about the website?
It looks a lot better. It's great. I think David's, you know, he's been talking about adding more content, so I guess that's coming.
Nancy has a comment. I can hardly see down at the bottom where it says like schedule or HD2. It's real hard to see those letters. Is that so to make people look harder? Or why are they so dim? The lights are so dim on those letters at the bottom. If I want to see the schedule grid or the HD2 schedule, it's really hard to see. If they could make it a little bit lighter, like the other letters, then I think people with less visual acuity than I would have a hard time with that.
Look at the top in the menu.
Yeah, the top.
Yeah, the plan is to use the menus at the top where the schedules are and everything. We really simplified those menus. And so
at the top, there's nothing. You push it and it's just blank. I mean, it used to have things like listen, live.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, it was like that yesterday when I looked at it.
Well, it's working now, I know. And there are like three items at the top.
No, I just clicked it, Robin. It's just nothing but three blank lines. Who's working on this thing?
It was working for me.
Okay, it's still blank. I just refreshed it. It's that three horizontal lines at the top right corner. When I click it, it's just three blank lines again. So that's not been finished, I guess. But way at the bottom, below on
listen,
the air.
Listen, follow,
now,
and log in.
What?
Listen, follow, and log in are the menus at the top.
Nancy, is it because you're trying to pull it up on your phone and it's too small?
No, it's three blank lines.
Are you on your phone or a computer?
No, I'm on my phone. When I click the three horizontal lines,
the
three blank lines come out.
Sometimes
that's the
you
problem.
See different things if you are on your laptop or if you're on your computer than what you see on your phone.
Well, before the website changed to black, I could see everything. I could see the listen live show. I forgot archives and all that. I could just do that top right hand button, and then I could click. I could see it. But see, if you look down here on this one, on air now FM, those things are so light, especially under the dotted lines. You can hardly see them. I don't even know what I'm pushing sometimes. I have to enlarge it. It's very hard to see. It's so dim. It says all playlists, playlist by day, FM HD1 schedule, HD2 schedule, KPFD archive. Just so dim.
I'm on a laptop, and it's very clear.
Okay.
I see what you mean, Nancy. I think we need to really look into how this is working on phones. It might have...
Yes, because people use phones.
That could be true.
I know that. I know that. That's how most people do it.
Yes.
I will get together with the person who's helping and get them to fix this.
Yeah, because, you know, some people, even not people like me that are amateur, but some people are just stopped using laptops. And what they do is get a phone and connect it with a television, and they don't need a computer.
Yeah, we know.
And my phone is not old. It's 10R, which is sort of second generation now. What is it? It wasn't now. 12, iPhone 12 now. No, mine is 10R. So not that old. I just bought it last year, you know.
See, calm down. Okay. We're now on email blasts. Robin, you said you're trying to get an email blast out. Did it help? Was it helpful that I sent you, suggested that you list people that were collecting money on Facebook? Would mentioning people who donated cars be some good news that might be useful? Is there any other way we can help you with the email blast?
Right now, no. I'm gotten into the middle of doing something else. I'm sorry.
Okay. Under special efforts, Nancy said she's going to get out a preliminary outline of possibly having some sort of Zoom concert and competition. Nancy, I'll be happy to work with you on that. If you'd like to call me sometime, we can talk about it a little further. Anybody else have
no, any? No, I don't want to do that. I want to work with the committee, not just with one person. Then later on, it's like charades. I would send by email anything to the whole committee. Please, Teresa, I don't want to do this. I got so many things to do. I don't have time to do again and again and again.
Send us the preliminary.
I just explained to the whole committee.
Okay, send us your outline, okay? Anybody have any new business that you'd like to add?
Tom, the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. As far as outreach is concerned, we need to organize a group to go out into the community, and we need to reach out to the community, take surveys about our radio station, also our volunteers. You know, we can have them, you know, a couple days, a month, stay outside the radio station and, you know, sell T-shirts, raffle off prizes, give out flyers, take suggestions on programming, what our listeners would like to hear, not what we put out on the air. Some of our programming is radical, not positive, and more of people's opinions and not reported. Let's see what is going on in our community, okay? And we need to, you know, let people know that we're appreciative of them who support KPFD and what, you know, we could do for them and not do for ourselves, okay? And contact is our goal for us to bring up membership and money for the station. Live programming is our essential. KPFD just would benefit development and outreach and both committees, and a team effort is needed. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
And I would agree with Tom. I think when things are better, we definitely need to get out. And I think a presence in the community at a fair, or, you know, what was that World Music Festival downtown? I know KPFT had a booth there. But what I heard him say was survey. And that leads me back to the GM. I think we ought to have a survey on the website. And I think we ought to poll people that get onto the website. It's free and easy. And just say, what do you like? And what don't you like? I'd be very interested in responses from the website, and maybe even a survey that would somehow be listed that refer people back to the website when we write letters to members that are no more. I forget what you call them, and you know, everybody else. I think we ought to be getting everyone to participate and give us input. Tom, I love your survey.
Okay, yeah, well, Rob, I appreciate that. But if you get out to the community and, you know, actually you can see and survey who is exactly listening to KPFT, who is, you know, involved with KPFT, you know. If you're, and that'll help generate your membership and get your numbers up. I mean, you know, well, hey, I don't know what KPFT is. You know, I never heard of it before.
It's all of the above.
I agree. Old Town Spring Crawfish Fest, we did a survey. And we could do surveys when Miller Outdoor Theater opens back up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But you have to get out there and physically do the job, not by computer, you know, contact. You know, get out there with your public. Get out there with your listeners. They say, hey, I listen to KPFT, man, I like what you're doing, you know. But if it, then you, on the other hand, you've got negative people that don't want to listen to KPFT because of our programming. It's just that simple, you know. So you have to make an effort to try to get people interested in our radio station, okay? And Nancy, I agree with Nancy on the flyers, bumper stickers, and stuff like that. And if you remember, Nancy, I told you that, you know, we're not responsible if you fall in love with KPFT. Remember that?
I think my memory's, well, thank you for reminding me. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, you like that idea, right? I mean,
well,
you know,
I like flyers. Yeah, I like flyers.
Yeah, okay, bumper stickers, flyers. We're not responsible for you falling in love with KPFT. We're not responsible for that, you know. You know, you listen to KPFT, right? You know, so, yeah. That's the kind of idea I'm talking about. Upbeat. Upbeat. Not negative. Upbeat. Get it, you know, get it promoted. That's all there is to it, okay? Go ahead, Teresa. You can have the rest of the meeting.
I think that's great. I love that we're not responsible if you fall in love with KPFT. Love that theme. When Miller Outdoor Theater starts up, when the Spring Crawfish starts, when Discovery Green starts, International Fest, I don't know when the next public events are going to happen, but you ought to start now kind of looking around for teams of people that might want to sit at booths and do surveys. And we definitely, taking it to the step of what we can do now, Rob was right, it'd be good to have a survey on the website.
Okay, well.
Maybe even have a survey attached to the email blast that we send out. We haven't done a survey in a while.
Bill,
let's work on the questions for the survey before we, you know,
absolutely, a lot of study. Yeah, don't shoot from the hip.
Yes. We've done surveys.
Anybody want to work on a survey?
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You need to first decide what the objective is, you know, and if you're going to do a website on the website and promote it over the air or by our email list, all you're going to be doing is surveying KPFT listeners. If you want to survey the community, like Tom was talking about, that's different because you do need to get out there. And if you're trying to get more listeners, you need to find out what they want, what would be interesting to them. They might not even think about having, like, some of the genres of music that we have on, for example, our show or some of our public affairs shows. So you need to somehow, you know, figure out what questions to ask to see if they'd be interested and or what shows, new shows they might be interested in. But that's a different kind of thing than a website on our web, a survey on our website.
Tom, that.
All right. Who is that? Tom?
Yes. Go ahead, Nancy. You go ahead first.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That International Music Festival, they went bankrupt, and we're not going to see them soon. But that's where KPFD could do a virtual international festival. I mean, we could do it, and we could even add some dancers dancing in their home virtually. I mean, and introduce them, and or maybe the school they're from, you know, give them a little promotion there. Oh, we're in need of international dance music because this city is the capital of diversity in the nation. And we got a radio station. We could do it. That's
true.
I'm going to put that down.
Okay.
I'm finished.
All right. Our next meeting is scheduled for the first Tuesday in May, same time. It's already on KPFTX, so it is May the 4th. Mark your calendar now, 6 p.m. Okay? May 4th, 6 p.m.
Okay.
Does anybody want to move that we adjourn?
I do.
Okay, everybody take care.
Hey, that's not the same time, Teresa. And we're going to have a finance committee meeting. It'll be ending about 6. You sure you want it at 6?
Meeting will hopefully end just before 6. And I thought we decided we would go with 6 o'clock. We just went with 6:30 tonight.
Well, you know, do you want to have 4 hours continuous of meeting with no break for dinner or anything? It's a question.
All right. Well,
I think we ought to have a 30-minute break between meetings.
6:30?
Yes.
Well, we did 6:30 today. If people want to munch while they're doing the development committee meeting, then you save that 30 minutes if you can listen and chew food at the same time.
Let me ask the group again. At the last development meeting, we agreed that our next meeting would be on the first Tuesdays of the month at 6. Except this meeting would be at 6:30. Bill is suggesting that for those people who are on two committees, it's exhausting. Does anyone object to me changing all of our meetings to 6:30 rather than 6?
No objection here.
No objection.
All right, so we're going to go with 6:30 p.m. I will correct
okay,
that.
So you'll change it? Okay.
APFTX. All right, and...
is that okay with Robin?
To adjourn, so thank you, everyone.
Is Robin
thank
still
you.
Here?
Yeah, I'm here. 6:30 is fine with me.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, good
night,
everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Everybody stay safe.